Welcome to the Superintend Podcast. I'm Idaho Superintendent of Public Instruction, Debbie Critchfield. Our new podcast is a way for me and the Idaho Department of Education to highlight important issues in education, success stories in our state, and talk about the work we do at the department. Each episode is about 10 minutes long, thus the name, The Superintend. On this episode, we're going to discuss one of those success stories. In Marsing, there's something special happening between the school district and the community. Marsing is a successful community school, a term that refers to an increased collaboration between school and community to focus on the whole child. We're here to talk about community schools, and I'd like to welcome the superintendent, and I'm also going to call you a friend, if that's okay, Norm Stewart. So welcome to the podcast, and I want you to dive in, and I want you to give the listeners the elevator speech of what this is that you're doing.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, and really what we've been doing in Marsing is really trying to do what we can to address the needs of our students, and that along with that is addressing the needs of the family. And so we've created a community resource center called The Hub, and it really functions under the community school concept. And so we have engaged a number of partners to be able to help us provide resources that that would benefit our students and their families. So if you're looking at the things that our school district is really rated on, whether that's attendance, student achievement, graduation rates, or college and career readiness, all the things that we're rated on are negatively impacted by some of those barriers, whether that's food insecurities or mental emotional health or clothing, whatever, housing, whatever that may be, we're trying to, through partnerships, be able to address those barriers to help our kids be successful. Because if the kids are suffering from food insecurities and they're more worried about an empty stomach than they are that math lesson, teachers can do whatever they can to try to teach to the students. But if they're more worried about being hungry, they're definitely not going to focus on that math lesson.
Totally agree with you. So tell me how you brought your school district along or what sparked this. I mean, how'd you get going down this road? Clearly you care about kids, so we're going to take that as a given, and you care about your community. But really, what got you serious about this type of an approach?
Well, really, anytime, especially in a small community, schools are definitely the central point. And that's where families, they'll even go on the weekend to go watch athletic events. And so whether it's sending their kids to school or just a place to come and burn up time on the weekend, schools are a central point, and families trust schools in order to have the best interest of their kids. And so luckily back in 2017, we had the opportunity and we passed a bond to build a new middle school. And at that time, we were able to pass that with over a 70% approval rate.
That's incredible. Good for you.
And then it was actually almost 72%. And so as we built the new middle school, then came up the question as far as what do we do with the old middle school? And so we've basically made the determination to repurpose that building. We moved the district office into that building, but then we really focused on trying to bring in other services for our families and specifically for our kids. And through that process of having the facilities, that's what really kind of spurred on that, and looking at how can we engage partners in order to bring in additional resources that we couldn't do as educators, because we've got to focus on educating kids. But really, how can our partners, whether it's the Idaho Food Bank or even Southwest District Health, BSU, we have a large number of partners who have come in and really helped us provide additional resources to help our kids be successful.
I've been fortunate enough to go out and see the Hub. Yeah. A number of times, and the way you have that set up, some people have a space there. They may not be there. When I say people, I'll let you explain what that means. But services, some services are available every day. You've got your food pantry there that people can access, during the school hours and maybe even beyond. But in addition to that, I recall that you even had a spot for like law enforcement. There are a lot of ways that schools utilize law enforcement as a partner, not just school safety, but in a number of ways. What are some of the other, maybe what someone might think, I don't want to say unusual, but who are other partners that you brought along with you
Well, we've been able to engage a large number of partners, and anywhere from YCAP, who have operate, as far as we have three classrooms of early childhood ed.
YCAP, you got it.
As the Western Idaho.
Thank you.
Coalition. I don't know all the whole acronym. I'm sorry, but they operate Head Start.
That's what we want to know what they do.
And so we have a one classroom of Head Start for families that qualify. We have our own Husky Pup preschool, and then we are also part of the CASA Consortium, and they offer a developmental preschool. We also have, as you mentioned, we offer one of the classrooms as a substation for the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, and so our geographic location to be able to have law enforcement vehicles parked outside, it means definitely a lot as a safety deterrent. And then our partnerships through Idaho Food Bank and ALEDA for our food pantry, and then we also have our clothing pantry. We also offer even senior citizen fit and fall prevention classes, in which we offer that 2 days a week.
Wonderful.
in our
fun
gymnasium.
Fun fact, back in the day, I used to teach those classes.
Really?
Yeah. So they're so important in communities.
And it really is. And senior services is definitely something in our small community that is lacking. And so where we have space that is not utilized during the school day, we are able to offer even services to those individuals. And then we've even offered through our adult and after hours learning classroom, through other partnerships, we've been able to offer adult ESL classes for our Hispanic families that want to work on their English skills. And we've done that from November through April, offering those 2 days a week. And so really trying to expand out services. We have partnerships through Southwest District Health and BSU for our school nursing, and we have a nurse practitioner that is operated through grant funding, and then also because we're part of Project Aware, we're also partnerships through Insight Counseling, which is an outside counseling agency. So we have counseling services in our school district through the hub as well to be able to help the kids with the issues who may need that counseling services and would have to miss at least a half day or more if a parent was pulling them out of school to take them to those services. They can seek those services directly in the school district and go straight back to class and miss very limited class time.
You do it all, and that's what I love. It's a very comprehensive program, and there's something for everybody there. You mentioned 2017 is the year that you really kicked this off, so to speak, or just began to initiate the process of making it happen. So here we are, six-ish years into it. What are you seeing? What are your results? What's that return of the investment? We talk about that a lot.
Well, I think in that 2017 was when we passed our bond. We really did. The 2019 was the late 2019 is when we started this. Did our ribbon cutting February 6th of 2020.
Oh,
you know what happened in March. Okay. But we were well set to be able to apply that. Yes, that's right. But since then, since we've been able to start this, when we start calculating the return on investment through all of our partnerships, the donations, volunteer hours, grants that we've received, in the amount of time since late 2019 to now, we've been able to bring in more than $3.6 million worth of grant services, volunteer hours, to the benefit of our kids and our families within the community.
That's incredible. Do you ever sleep? Because you really do have a full-time job. I mean, you are running the school district.
Well, we have a great staff that really functions and really tries hard to provide. So everyone's working for the same goal of being able to provide for our kids and for those families.
I love it. So for districts who are thinking about doing this, I guess two things. One, what would you tell them about going down that road of, hey, keep thinking about it and you know, here's what to do. And then are you a good contact? How do we share this around?
Well, as far as starting with community schools, there's the Idaho, the Community Schools Coalition, in which we're part of. And so really just starting somewhere, picking something and starting in that. It all starts also with the needs assessment to determine the real needs of the community. You have your perceived needs, but understanding what the real needs are within the community and then trying to address those and trying to list partners. And we are always a contact if someone would like to explore, come out and tour the hub, or even just be in contact. We're always an agency or a school district that is willing to provide any assistance we can to try to expand community schools through the state of Idaho.
I love it. This is one of my favorite things about the job is sharing the good stuff, the good people. of our state that are serving kids and thinking about their communities. And so thank you for taking time with us today. Again, our guest on this episode of the podcast has been Marcing School Superintendent Norn Stewart. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Superintend Podcast is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. They can also be streamed on YouTube and on the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. Until next time, I'm Superintendent Debbie Critchfield. Thank you for listening.